So many of us already were so fortunate to already receive something from Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada when he came here. He planted so many seeds in us of Krishna consciousness. But we were very much like babies. And really, in order for these seeds to thrive, we need Sadhu Sangha. And it's very rare for that quality of Sadhu Sangha to come to us. And such is our fortune today. And I also want to say that Srila Narayan Maharaj, he doesn't understand that he is in America, or that he is in Europe, or that he is anywhere else. He only sees the jeeves everywhere. And he wants to distribute this highest type of prema bhakti to these jeeves. And otherwise, he is always living in Vrindavan. So whenever we are in his presence and hearing his katha, we're actually in the presence of the real Vrindavan. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Sundara Jnananjana Sadatana Chakshuru Vidhasamjana Tasmai Sri Krishna. Dear Prabhu, God brothers, God sisters, and all the newer devotees, those who may have seen and had the most fortunate opportunity to have the divine Sangha of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and also to those who are seeing and experiencing His Sangha for the first time. It is difficult to express in words the experience that we all have had on His being His entourage up to this point. We've been traveling, some of us, for 2 weeks here in the United States with him, some longer, coming all the way from Europe. But what has been witnessed by all of us, I think it is very unanimously agreed upon, that everyone who has come to hear from the lotus mouth of such a Paramahansa Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat, has been able to see and experience directly that their attraction, their taste, and their feelings for Krishna consciousness, for the practice of Krishna consciousness, as has been given to us so mercifully by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that that same feeling that all of us came to this movement for is simply being nurtured by Him within all of us. And to witness this, we consider ourselves the most fortunate, because we ourselves are feeling that, and we are seeing this being produced in all who come into His connection. So there is a very important shloka that is found in the shastras. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. That all of these shastras, all of the Vedas, Puranas, everywhere, you will find the same thing declared. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. They're telling you, please associate with sadhu, associate with sadhus. Because why? Because lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Even a tiny moment of their association can bring all perfection to our life. So that lava matra, we are being given so much opportunity here. And we have found that if someone simply comes with an open heart, that is all, simply an open heart to hear from the sadhu, then they will be immensely benefited, and immediately they will be able to receive this incredible benediction. So there are so many things that we could express, but the main point that I would like to tell everyone is that all that Srila Narayan Maharaj, in his own words, has come to do here in the Western world is to try to serve the request of our Srila Prabhupada, who requested him to help his disciples to go forward in this march, on this pathway, which is a very, very sometimes difficult path, and also there can be so many pitfalls along the way. We are all experiencing that in this Western world it is not all that easy to go forward in Krishna consciousness. So the sadhu's association is required. This was the desire of Srila Prabhupada, that all the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which he had founded, would be a place where all Vaishnavas can come together and associate. And especially where there can be advanced Vaishnavas giving their merciful sangha to the newcomers and to those who are ready to go forward on the path. In the words of Srila Narayan Maharaj, he says that simply our Swamiji, as he calls, because he has a very friendly relationship with Prabhupada, Swamiji has given me some water, and I'm simply going to water the plant, his plant. So we feel very, very honored. Personally, I feel very honored to be in the association of all of my God brothers and God sisters, in the association of our beloved Siksha Gurudev, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरव श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि श्री गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम coming from Mathura Vrindavan, but I am not feeling that I am out of Vrindavana or Mathura. Everywhere I see very bona fide devotees, surrendered devotees, like Vrindavan. So everywhere I am seeing that I am in Vrindavan. Among so many devotees, he has told that why I came. I was penniless person, knowing no one here and there in world. But Swamiji has done miracle in very little time. All over world, Swamiji has preached. Dinamat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Jagannath Deval Daya Subhadra and Radha and Krishna. When he was coming first to Western countries, he told me, oh, you should come with me. But at that time I was engaged in the service of my holy master, Nitya Leela Pravishtung Vishnu Parshishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. So I humbly requested him that please excuse me. After some time I may come and join you. So I think that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has ordered him to go to Western countries and to preach the name of Radha and Krishna and all these things. Message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came after 60 years, perhaps. No.
About 40 years.
40 years. And he ordered me to come. I came only after
20 years.
So it is not so late, I think. So I come. He has ordered me and I have come. My mission was for four things. That I should go in Western countries to take the dust of lotus feet of Swamiji, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And I went so many places in England,
Holland,
and in here Los Angeles, Houston, where he has preached. He came first in New York. I also want to go and to take the dust of lotus feet of Swamiji. He was penniless and came, and he was doing Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna Hare Ram in the beach of anywhere. He wrote me and I sent him all the books he wanted, so many deities, pair of sub deities, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and Radha Krishna. I sent him so many kartals and mridanga, so many things. I also a very famous sweet like peda of Mathura and Vrindavan. He was very fond of that and he told me that at once send me that peda. I sent him so many times. So I am fortunate to serve him what he wanted. You should know that in his last time, the very day in the night he left this world, in the evening he called me. I went and he was waiting to see me. He wanted to take me there, but I took a chair separate and sat there. And he told me so many things, near and dear friend like. He requested so many things for me, that you should give me my samadhi with your own hands. There are several his god brothers, older than me in age and experience also, but he selected me. There were so many EGBC leaders there, but he has no faith on them. Why he selected me? So I think that I am so much fortunate to carry his orders. He told that you should give my samadhi with your hands, and also you should manage to do my festival, Biraha Utsav. I did so all these things. We took him in Vrindavan to Radha Damodar temple, Radha Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Gokulanand, all temples. And at last we came to his abode. His office was Bombay, main office. His Sadhan Bhumi. Sadhan Bhumi, you know what?
Practice
was in Mayapur, and his abode for ever, eternal abode was in Vrindavan, and he gave samadhi there. He also told me at that time that I am requesting you, that I have brought so many disciples from Western countries. I request you to help them. I told that they should come to us, and I will try to do. He called upon at once all the GBC and prominent leaders came. I told that you should not think that he has left this world forever. He is here. He cannot die. So you should try to preach his mission where he has not gone in the world. And what he has left the service for you, you should do. This is the best service for him. Don't struggle among you. Try to do, give up all these things, your own, and try to serve him and try to follow his order. And after that he went on. So I came here to follow his message and to give the message to our whole world. He has planted some seeds, they have grown up something, but yet they were wanting water. He gave me water, his Harikatha to me, and I took it. And according to my level, I am following his, carrying his order everywhere. I am so much happy to carry his order. Also, I am checking the feet dust where he has gone. Though some things are coming, but difficulties are coming. But yet, I know that he has so much blessing for me, and if he has called, so everything is going on very well, isn't it? So, and third thing is that some ISKCON sincere devotees have been neglected. They have no help at all. I came to tell them that you should see that Swamiji is here among you. So again you have been so powerful and energetic as you are in the time of Swamiji. Don't think that he is dead and he is not here. I think that I am getting so much a response for this. All are so energetic. You are saying, I have not known anyone. But Swamiji has done marvelous things that in this sea coast, in Pacific Ocean, from Los Angeles to here and Vancouver and our whole world. Where I'm going, I'm seeing that so many devotees, pure devotees are coming. So I think that my mission is quite successful. Especially the devotees are doing. I'm telling very little because I don't know so much. They are helping me so much. So I'm grateful to Swamiji and giving my lot of flowers to his feet. That's what he has done miracle. In a very little time, I know. It was not so much time. And if he was today, even today, that would have been preached more and more. So, I've come and seeing and looking that how he has done the author thing. So many books he has written, translated. Now it has been translated in about 40 languages of the world. But at the same time saying that 80% or 90% devotees have left sometimes. So I want that ISKCON should be more and more powerful. All should be strengthened. And they should preach all over the world as he has preached. Today, all the devotees are coming with me, 6 hours, traveling with me. Six and a half hours. All are tired. They want some Mahaprasadam. So first they should take Mahaprasadam. And in evening, tomorrow and all other times, they will speak some Harikatha from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Srimad Bhagavatam. And I will try to quench your thirst for this. And I will realize that by my Harikatha, the honor for your Prabhupada will increase so much and so much. And it will be bona fide honor for him. And he will laugh and he will be bless us all and he will be so happy that, oh, you should come. So, now we should. And I request you all to take prasadam if there is many, and especially with me, if anything problem, tell to and Prabhu
Vrindavan.
I'm so glad to meet him here. He met me in Vrindavan, he is Brajavasi. And name has been also told as
Vrindavan.
So I have come in Vrindavan. In Brajavasi. And so I'm not seeing and realizing that I'm out of Vrindavan here. But I'm seeing that I've come and seen that Jamuna was flowing and Jagannath Puri was there and she was there, she is here. So I'm in Vrindavan with the Vrindavan Prabhu and he's a very good, sincere devotee. Gaur Praman.
Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripatanubhyayavata Patitanam Pamechyo Vaishnavechyo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nam Gaurakshi He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Vantro Narasthati Gopesha Gopika Santa Radha Santana Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanuradhe Pranamami Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Shivo Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhattada Ichaya Gosai Kari Charana Banda Jahai Te Vigna Mahasari
Come to this sloka that Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Mannamantayva Jivatti Sanmukharitang Bhavadiyya Vartam Thane Sita Tanuvang Manovi Prayaso Ajit Jito Api Prayhatrai Lokyam. Why you are so?
To get the book.
You should be ready from first. Madhya 8. Jnane Prayasa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Har Sarva Dharmana Pratyajyamam Ek Saranam Vrish And all it is external. I want to that you should go on. And I have explained why this sloka is internal. It is like Saranagati, and Saranagati is only the door of Bhakti. Saranagati is not Bhakti. Saranagati is that I am hearing from the worldly, sufferings and sorrow, death and birth. So, Arjun is feeling like so that I am killing all my brothers like Duryodhana, Karna, and I will also fight with Bhishma Pitamaha. The persons who are like my father and mother, I'll have to fight them and I will to kill them. So his hearing. So Krishna told him, you should take my shelter. Causeless mercy I will give you. And you have not worry for all these things. I will excuse your all faults. Don't fear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling, it is merely a Saranagati.
Surrender.
So this is not bhakti. Bhakti has not begun. So we should give up all the orders of Vedas. What to do and what to not to do. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, I don't want to follow Vedas, what they have told or what they have told not to do. I am not going to follow. I want to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal with divine love. I don't care for all these things. I want to forget all these things. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Agya evam gunan dosan maya dishtan swakan dharman samtajyajah sarvan ma bhajeta sattana. In Srimad Bhagavatam is what he has written, the meaning of this sloka, Agya Yaivam, before Brahma Bhuta, before that,
Text number
62.
Ramananda Roy continues, occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults and then give them up completely to render service unto the Lord. Such a person is considered a first-class man.
So this is only karma-mishra bhakti. Karma Vishta Bhakti is done for only to be happy in this world and also for heaven. So he is telling that. Go on. Then he told Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, and this is Karma Vishta Bhakti. Karma Gyan. Bhakti and Gyan. We should also to jump this thing. We have nothing to do and to give and take from this shloka. No? So we should gallop. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Very qualified persons. Like Sukhdev Goswami in his first life. Sanakshanandan, Sanatan and all the rishis like this. They are Brahma Jnani. But we don't Brahma Jnani and nothing. It is useless life. Only to give up all the worldly things. And we should not worry for all these things. Only in Gita it has been said. But if anyone is having the Brahma Jnana, always happy, he, if anything goes and sorrow coming, nothing. He does not want any worldly things, requirements. No. Sama sarve bhuteshu. Equal to all. All are Atma. Part and parcels of Krishna. They have nothing to do with sorrow and suffering in all this world. No? So he is equal to all. But if they are doing any offense to the bhakti, bhagwan and bhakta. Understand? Bhakta,
devotee,
devotion and God. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulsi and all other things, disobeying, dishonoring, then they will have no Brahma Jnana and no salvation at all. But if they are not doing so, and if they have a sincere devotee's Sangha,
association,
then by them they will discuss something and the devotee will give him what is Prema Bhakti. What is Prema Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti. Those things Rupa Goswami has showed us in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. To give up all these things and to be Brahma Jnani or to gathering so many persons and doing Bhakti by the Bhakti. Anyone cannot go to Braja. So all these are external things. So if they have any association of Rasik, Vaishnava, Bona Fide, Bhavuk, Bhakta, then they can develop their Bhakti. Otherwise not. Then Mad Bhakti Labhate Param, Param Bhakti Labhate. Param means Prema Bhakti. Like Hanuman, like Braj Gops, Sakha, like Nanda Baba and Nanda Baba Yashoda thinking Krishna to be son, and like gopis. There are five kinds of bhakti. First, Gyan Bhakti, like Prahlad Maharaj. He has all the tattva Gyan and always consider Krishna to be supreme personality of Godhead. He knows all these things. He knows who is Jiva Tattva, who is Maya Tattva, what is Krishna Tattva, Gopi Tattva, Bhakti Tattva. Everything he knows and always considers he has realization that Krishna is God of God. After that, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti means pure devotion, like
Ambarish Maharaj.
He by doing service with his own hand, even he was a king, he was emperor of India at that time. At that time he used to service, doing archan, cooking, remembering, chanting, doing kirtan, everything. Then, after Prema Bhakti, Who is Prema Bhakta? Hanuman. He is serving Ramchandra with great honor, like Dasya Bhava. But in Braja, no pure Dasya. Something mixing with super Sakya Bhava. So they are more important, more superior than Hanuman. Even they are Dasya Rasa. The Dasya Rasa of Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha. After that, superior Hanuman Ram Bhakti. And even this, the Dasya means the servants of Krishna, taking Krishna in his lap like a friend, kissing Krishna, Hanuman cannot kiss Ram. No? There is a wall of Marjada. Marjada means?
Regulation.
Rules and regulation. Opulence. He cannot do this. He cannot kiss. He cannot embrace. But the Dasya, the servants of Vrindavan, they will think that he is the son of my Swami, Nanda Maharaj. They will take him in the lap. Sometimes though, oh yeah, you are some dhurta. Also they can tell. And they will kiss and embrace and do everything. More than this Dasya. So, he is Premi Bhakta, Hanuman. But the Dasya Bhakta of Braja are more higher. Not simple Dasya or pure Dasya. Miss something mixing with Sakya. After that, Sakya. That Panaki. Prem Parbhakta. Hanuman is Premi Bhakta. And who is Prema Parbhakta? Third. Uddhav. Pandav. Pandav is Prema Parbhakta. More superior than Hanuman and Sakharas of Braja. No. Of Dwarka. And after that, he is Kibolishan?
Prematur.
Prematur. Uddhav is Prematur Bhakta more than Arjun. Always serving Krishna like friends, like servant, like mantri, minister, like anything. And that is why he sent Uddhav to gopis to learn something. What is called praying? So that he may return and I will talk with him. So, about gopis. Otherwise, all are not realizing what are the gopis, what is the love and affection of the gopis. After that comes gopis, more superior. Gopis are not bhakta, they are not any sadhak, they are the kaya view of Srimati Radhika, himself, herself Radhika. You should not think all the gopis, Chandravali, even Padma and all others, they are all the kaya buha.
Expansion
of Srimati Radhika. These are all the modes of Srimati Radhika. And all the modes of Radhika has taken self, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata and Indulekha, Chandravali, Padma and Shyamala, all. Prominent modes are 8, so all 8 gopis. And after that, 360 kinds of gopis. Different modes, different modes. Because only one Naika cannot create so much rush. So Srimati Radhika has been expanded in so much gopis. They are not sadhak, no bhakta. What they are? They are Krishna himself. Srimati Radhika like Krishna. Only to taste and make taste to Krishna, Srimati Radhika has manifested in so much things. So Uddhav, once the feet dust of Srimati Radhika lotus feet, Asa Maho Charana Ram Jisam Ham Shyam. That is why. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing. So now, here he is telling that don't think that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. You can only think that he is the son of Yashoda and he is Gopinath, Radhanath, Shyam Sundar, Rasbihari, Murlidhar, all these things. Don't think that his Krishna is supreme personality of God. Because there will come a wall, it is come bound to come a wall of appellants of Krishna, and we cannot have Krishna like our prana bandhu. Prana bandhu?
Heart friend.
We cannot. So we will have to forget. So here, Jnane Prayasamudha Pasya should not try to think that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. You should not. You should only hear the Harikatha pastimes of Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all kinds of tattva gyan will come immediately without any delay. Without effort, all will come. And thus, we can go to Braj. Otherwise, not. For that is why Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will explain afterward. So, those who don't do any effort to think that Krishna was God and he has six opulence and all these things and he is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigrahana Adiradi Govinda Sarva Karan Karan. Don't think. You merely hear what? Damodar Lila. What was Damodar Lila? Being a gopi, simple, very beautiful, the Gehani of Nanda Baba, the what? Gehani means?
Wife of householder.
Wife does not cover all these things, but anyhow we know a word. Mother of Krishna. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, father of her. They were trying to bind Krishna because he was now teaching how to stole other things. Going house to house, other all gopis, and try to take butter and all these things, distributing among the boys and monkeys and
crows.
And at that time he was very little, and he used to see, oh, anyone sees or not, fearing also. At that time Krishna fears that anyone gopi cannot see. And if any catches Krishna hands, why mother, why you have taken my hand? Give us, baby. I thought that this is my, I am the owner of this house, this is my house. Why you are taking my hand? Oh, you have theft. Why theft? This is my, and Krishna used to become
smile
and then. Sometimes, going entering in any house and he used to take makkhan and to take. In the meantime gopi came, he was hiding anywhere very near and he catch hold of Krishna. Then Krishna becomes, tells that, why mother, why you have taken me? Why you are stealing my this butter? Actually she wants that Krishna should come and take this. So she is asking, why you take this butter? Why? I have not taken better. What you are doing? I was simply searching my
calf.
Where is your calf? Is it in this pot? Yes. He has jumped from my hand. Do you want to see? That goes there. Oh, where is it? He gave the hand and brought a very good toy of like of a stone. What Nanda Baba has brought from him to play. Oh, this is my job. And then she began to laugh and they fly away. So doing so many things, sometimes they used to tie him in a okal. Okal means?
Mortaling.
What was this? If she knew that Krishna is bona fide Krishna, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not have done it. simply think that he is my orphan boy without any power, nothing. He cannot move like this and this. Yashoda used to take, oh, my boy has, he has a pen, so he used to. And sometime weeping, he used to give him breast, oh, dear son, and kissing. There is no so opulence are there, but Yashoda is not seeing all these things. We should hear all these things. In this, there are so many thoughts, how, why two fingers was lessing. Why? If you want to love Krishna like Yashoda Maiya, like Nanda Baba, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, and like Gopi, then you will have to practice. Not taking something for 2, 3, 4 days, and we for Krishna, chanting like Rupa Raghunath, with mood, not with dry heart. If the heart is dry, they have nothing here, mood. Krishna name will not be manifest to you. You have to do like Rupa Sanatana, always eating. Bring life, Rupa and Raghunath and all those sannis, like संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नतिभिः कालावसानी कृतौ निद्राहार विहार कादि विहितौ चातंत्र